Well, I think there are a couple things. One is that I just spent 4 days in Appalachia, and I asked a number of women who were in drug treatment within a prison system how many had been to Florida to get prescription pills. And of the 14 women, 13 raised their hands and said, well, sure, we go down there, and here's how we do it, and on and on. So Florida really needs to get a handle on the pill mill problem.
Can you tell me a little bit about what is a prescription drug database? How does it work, and how does it help control drug abuse?
They're designed by the individual states. So as we know, the practice of medicine is all regulated at the state level through different boards, depending on what state. So the electronic database provides physicians with information about their patients, and if they are going to other doctors and engaging in doctor shopping, physicians can have that kind of information. It also provides the medical boards with a database of doctors who may be over-prescribing.
How many other states have drug database programs?
There are 34 states where it's in operation, and there are about 40 states that are in different stages. For instance, the issue is being addressed right now in Georgia. It is coming up in the legislature in Maryland, and I think the best thing about these is that the individual states design them. It is not some federal program.
So in the states where these databases are up and running, are they effective? Are they actually working?
Well, I think they can be very helpful. We know that there are lots of other things that have to be done on this prescription drug epidemic, as it has really clearly been called, and that includes educating young people about the dangers of prescription drugs, making sure that people can dispose of the drugs that are in their medicine cabinet in an easy and environmentally safe way. But the prescription drug monitoring plan is also just one additional tool.
Now, Governor Scott has said he's opposed to it because, among other things, he fears that it will compromise patient privacy. In your view, is that a valid concern?
No, it's not. One is that we know that throughout various healthcare systems throughout the United States, electronic records are certainly where that system is headed. The other is that this information has been available for as many years when I was a detective in the St. Petersburg Police Department to law enforcement. Law enforcement was allowed to look at information from prescriptions that were written and filled in various drug stores. But I think the electronic databases are particularly helpful because they allow it to be controlled so that, for instance, in many states, law enforcement does not have access to that system unless there is a particular reason, a subpoena is issued, there's an active investigation. I mean, it's really designed for patients and it's designed for physicians.
Now, another of Governor Scott's concerns is that the database would be costly in a year when our state is facing at least $3.5 billion budget shortfall. In your experience, are these database systems expensive? How much do they cost?
Well, the startup costs are through grants from the federal government, from the Department of Justice. And I think Florida is a bit unique in that they developed a public-private partnership to actually pay for the first year of costs. So a lot depends on how the state designs the system, what kind of data they want to collect, et cetera. But just think of the costs of the number of people that either in lives lost, and I think Florida is now up to 7 people a day dying as a result mostly of prescription drugs. But think of the costs of the people coming into those emergency departments with overdoses and the type of money being expended by the taxpayers in Florida already. If you can reduce those costs and you can save lives, I think that's pretty clearly justification for a prescription drug monitoring program.